Adam McDougall, of course, Australian author, businessman, former professional rugby league footballer. He played in the 1990s and also the 2000s. He played for the Newcastle Knights, won two premierships in 1997 and 2001. He also played for the Sydney Roosters and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He also founded a nutrition company simply called The Man Shake, and how good is that, by the way? And plus he has podcasts on Podcast One simply called The Health Hacker. Very good morning to you, Dukes. How are you this morning?
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Great to catch up with you, and thank you for joining us here this morning. And as we know, it's a different world at the moment, different situation. So many people unemployed, so many people have lost jobs, dealing with mental health issues and that sort of thing. It's a serious issue, especially, you know, with the coronavirus. So what can you tell us about dealing with mental health, mate? I mean, you're the man in the know. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, it's a really challenging situation now. It takes more young lives than any other element in our society at the moment. So even before this this outbreak of COVID, it was a real big issue, and I've been working with a lot of institutions about how we can combat it. And it's really interesting. A lot of the studies now that are coming out around mental health are obviously showing that a real trigger to it is our lifestyle. So being in isolation is something that isn't great for our mental health. We know that we evolved to be part of a tribe. That's the only way we survived. If you think of our ancestors, if they're isolated, they didn't survive. They needed their tribe to keep them alive and lean on them. So not isolating yourself is really important. And there's different ways that we cannot isolate ourselves in this changing times. We're obviously just picking up the phone. Something even as simple as writing a letter of gratitude to someone you love. I think gratitude is something that if we all practice that, your mental health would be a lot better, because it's been proven scientifically you can't experience two emotions at the same time. That is, you can't experience hate or anger and love and gratitude. So if you focus on what you're grateful for, it definitely changes the state of your mind to start with. So having an attitude of gratitude and just being grateful that you're having a cup of coffee, or being grateful that you get to see the sun, being grateful for the small things are the things that really make a big difference to your mental health.
Exercise would be a big one too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exercise creates chemicals once again in your brain, namely brain-derived neurofactors, which really strengthen the brain and really make it healthy and happy. So you get that endorphin release when you exercise. Your body produces different chemicals and stuff like that. So, it's really, really smart. They're now saying that diet and exercise can parallel a lot of medications when it comes to mental health for some people. So that's exciting news. That's absolutely game-changing. A lot of people have looked for a solution in a bottle and haven't really found it, whether it's alcohol or whether it's drugs. And, we now know that, it's the simple art of just getting out into nature as well. The Chinese call it nature bathing. And it's really interesting because trees emit certain scent as well, which changes the chemistry of our brains as well. So a little hack that you can actually do is go out and buy some lavender oil or some peppermint oil, and if you are feeling a little bit down or whatnot at work, or you're sort of not able to get out into nature itself, you can just put that on your temple lobes on the side of your head, and that will elicitate that same response in your brain of happiness. So, but exercise is definitely an easy thing to do, and even if you've only got 1 minute, running on the spot, really getting that heart racing, it really changes your chemistry and your state.
And for those that are struggling, there's always help out there. Contact Lifeline on 13 11 14, otherwise beyondblue.org.au. I mentioned earlier, of course, you founded The Man Shake, and how's that traveling at the moment?
Oh, look, we're very blessed that we get to help so many, people have helped over. I think it's now well over, 250,000 guys lose weight and be happier. And wow. Our business is all about, educating guys and inspiring guys and women as well with the Lady Shake, just how to make better, healthier choices and how to live their best possible life. And, food is information. That's what people just don't realise, that when they take a bite of food, that's actually signalling to their bodies, their brains, everything inside them to do something and react to that food, whether it's good or bad. And, food plays such a powerful role in our days. We don't realise that eating high sugar, high fat foods actually hijack our brains and make us more depressed and crave these things more. So, if you can get on top of it and, reach for foods like nuts, which have really been proven to, reduce depression by up to 20% in some people, a handful of macadamia nuts or walnuts. And that's why, a lot of foods that are good for us in nature actually shape similar to the organs that they help, such as walnuts. They're the same shape as our brains. Avocados have got good fats in them. Oily fishes are really good for mental health because of the omega-3s. Making sure you're getting enough magnesium in your diet's really important. You can always supplement with that as well. But green leafy vegetables are a great source. So your spinach and your kales and stuff like that are really good for your mental health as well. And, if you do drink too much coffee, that's just something that can, if you're under stress, that can only add gasoline to the fire. So maybe switch out something a little bit different, which is green tea. It's got an amino acid in it called L-theanine, and that actually gives you a feeling and sense of wellness and a sense of joy rather than that jittery caffeine feeling. So, making sure we're getting enough water as well, because that's the real thing that really fuels the brain and our bodies as well.
The Health Hacker, of course, you can listen to the podcast via podcastone.com.au. That's podcastoneaustralia.com.au. Otherwise, download the Podcast One app. Make sure you check it out. The series, it really is absolutely fantastic. The Health Hacker with the great Adam McDougall. Thank thank you so much for your time this morning, Adam. Look after yourself, and obviously we will catch up again the next month or so.
Yeah, always a pleasure. And as I said, I'm very grateful just to give me the opportunity to help one person, let alone the amount of people we have. So thanks for having us on the show again.